Welcome to another edition of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. This is Rob Shore. Remember that Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, as always, is brought to you by I Carry the Bag, the official magazine of wholesaling. Well, as always, we want to bring our wholesaling community interesting guests on Wholesaler Mastermind Radio that will assist them with their practice. And I can think of really few people as interesting and timely than Jill Conrath. Now, Jill is an author and speaker and consultant working in many industries, many verticals within the sales world, and doesn't spend much time in our world. So I'm delighted to bring her over to the dark side of wholesaling and welcome her to Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. Jill Conrath, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me, Robin. I didn't know I was going over to the dark side.
You have come to the dark side, and we're delighted to have you here. So for listeners, your latest book, and goodness, there are many. If anybody goes to Amazon and puts in Jill Conrath, there'll be a wave of book titles that overcome you. But the latest one, and the one that resonates for me to bring to our listeners, is Snap Selling, Speed Up Sales, and Win More Business with Today's Frazzled Customers. So Jill, our wholesalers are calling on financial advisors. Those financial advisors have certainly a bunch of wholesalers vying for their time, and they are some of those very busy people. Can we have just some suggestions from you about what do we want to do? And I know, forgive me, you call them crazy busy people.
I do. Crazy busy people. What do you need to do to capture their attention?
Yeah, I mean, how do I get their time? And, you know, we're only going to do 10 minutes together. We could do probably 2 hours together at all the granular detail. But if we stay up at the altitude of an overview, what do we want to do? How do we get crazy busy people to pay attention to us?
I think the real essence of it and where you really have to start is you really have to understand how crazy busy is impacting them. Because it does impact their thinking. What I've found in talking far and wide with everybody, and you probably do this too, is that when you're crazy busy and you're going through your email messages or you're going through your phone mail messages, you sit with your finger on the delete button. Is that not correct?
I do, actually.
Yes, everybody does. And our goal, because we all have so much to do, is to delete a message as fast as humanly possible. So the minute we recognize that this message is just another stupid, self-serving salesperson trying to get on our calendar, our fingers push that button, whether it's email or voicemail. In fact, you get a little bit longer in voicemail because people have to listen to a full sentence or two to be able to decide if it's worth talking to you. You know, so you might get 5 to 10 seconds on a voicemail, but on email, research is showing that the average person is making a decision within 2.7 seconds if they're going to actually read the email, delete it, or forward it to somebody else. So knowing that, we can't just sell the same old way. We have to get right to the point and say something that is that captures their attention, that hits home. They go, ooh, what's that? Or I better read that. And it's certainly not all those salesy words that we've been taught, like, you know, exciting new offering, you know, or special promotion coming up or anything like that. That kind of stuff is all sales stuff and gets deleted in a nanosecond. What we really need to do is figure out what is this customer of ours, our prospect, what are they thinking about? What are their issues and concerns? What are their high priorities right now? And all of our messaging, et cetera, needs to be focused on what they're concerned about, right spot on, with no garbage in terms of no leading edge, state of the art, robust, you know, intellectually superior, fine, dandy, extraordinary, award winning, you know, crap.
And we're going to put all those words in the subject line.
Oh, yes. Well, we like to because, you know, we think that that's our job and it really impresses people when we say all these nice things about our company. But the truth of the matter is anytime that they see those words, their eyes just roll to the back of their heads and go, oh, my God, I'm so sick of hearing that again and again.
So I want to dive into that a little bit deeper and the other attributes of kind of where the mindset is of crazy busy people, because I think that's a really interesting nuance to explore, to remind wholesalers here that if you go to the Wholesaler Mastermind blog and put in financial advisor and emails in the search box, you'll find a recent post about financial advisors not reading your email and ways that you can cure it. So there's something there to address that. Jill, what are the other attributes of crazy busy people and why is it so difficult to get through to them?
Well, they don't want to make any changes unless they have to, because change requires effort. And so if somebody new is coming in, they're literally saying, you know, not just switch to my product, but they're also saying spend all this extra time learning about it so you know everything that you need to know so that you can recommend it to your own customers and prospects. That takes time. Nobody wants to switch because it takes more time, and so they will stay with what they've got, even if it's not necessarily the best that's out there, just because it doesn't require them to think. And they're going the no-thinking route. What's the fastest, easiest way for me to do this? I know this company. I've worked with them before. I don't have to figure anything new out. So that's what's happening, too. And our whole goal really needs to be, you know, what do we do to create, to pique their curiosity so that they're interested in learning more about us, because they are not excited about change.
You know, one of the things that we talk about in Wholesaler Masterminds is you don't just want to show them product and have their interest piqued in product, because to your point, and there's so many synergies in our conversation here that I'm discovering, it's not just getting them to understand and like the product. Then they have to go through all the stuff that you just mentioned about learning how does it work, how to overcome objections, what are the features and benefits, how do I fill out the application, where do I find it on my computer screen, how do I submit the ticket, et cetera. So we always talk to wholesalers about the need to be ready to show them how to sell it and also tell them what the pitch is. How are they actually going to make the presentation to the client?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you say that, because in analyzing, you know, what it takes to work with crazy busy people, I really found that they were using four factors in their head as they were evaluating the calls or the email messages coming in and making the decision to delete or to continue the conversation. And the four factors, one of them is aligned. Are you aligned with their business objectives? Another one, is it a priority? But the one that's really, really a critical one these days, or the two that are, is the one about being an invaluable resource. Are you an invaluable resource? And do you make it simple? Because complexity totally overwhelms people. And anytime you ask them to switch or they think that it's going to take that extra time to do it, the more guidance that you can provide them and support them in making the change, the easier you make it for them to make the decision to switch off their current offering and move to what you're doing. So simplicity is essential today, and what I see people doing way too often is trying to impress people with all their knowledge and all the things that they can do, and they actually overwhelm them, you know, by giving them, oh, you can do all this, and we can do this, and we can work with you here, blah, 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 and it's just on and on and on, and suddenly a decision to switch is a huger decision than it was, as opposed to if somebody says, don't worry, it's simple to make the change, I'll hold your hand, I'll walk you through it, I'll make sure you get everything done. It's like you're calming people down when you do that, and you're saying, it's okay, you know,
yeah.
We'll get you there.
Let me do this. Let me tell our listeners who sponsors this program and give you a minute to collect your thoughts with one more thought about how we're going to really have an impact on crazy busy people. But wholesalers, I want to remind you that this program is always brought to you by I Carry the Bag magazine. It's the official magazine of wholesaling. It's the only magazine that covers the art, science, and lifestyle of wholesaling. And big news, if you are the owner of one of those swanky new iPads, as I am, you'll now be able to get I Carry the Bag magazine on your iPad, iPhone, or other Android device. Go over to iCarryTheBag.com. There's a 2-for-1 special you want to know more about. So, Jill, one more, because these are so golden, one more golden thing that you would recommend that is something that we want to be able to do to bust through, I call it the sea of sameness, and make an impact with those crazy busy people, those crazy busy advisors that we serve.
I think a lot of people don't realize that it's really that the prospect that we're calling on is really evaluating us as a human being. They're not necessarily concerned about our products because they can be shifted out in and out, and there's probably not that significant a difference between the different products that they can choose from. So the reality is they're looking at us as individuals. Do we bring something to the table? Do we have ideas for them? Do we bring them insights into, you know, new trends in the market or ways to get additional business? Or do we share with them how other people are using you know, meetings to attract, how other people are attracting prospects to meetings? We are the resource. We are the gold mine, essentially, that comes to the table. And a lot of people who are wholesalers or salespeople have no idea that it's really all about them. And they just, you know, think it's about bringing their stuff to the market. The best thing that I think any individual in this profession could do is to become an expert. Focus on becoming really an expert on what, you know, what's going on with their prospects, what are the issues in the industry, what are the trends, how other financial advisors are doing things, and think my job is really to help them run their business better. And any idea or insight I can bring to the table will not just help me you know, help their business, but it'll also help me sell products. The products will pull through because they want to work with me because I'm that invaluable asset.
Jill, I can't thank you enough. So much of the stuff that you talk about, I know, is from your deep well of experience, the years of experience that you have, again, in other industries. And yet, when you come on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, you talk about things as if you live and breathe in our community. And what that says to me, wholesalers, is that there's so many things that are, of course, analogous out in the, you know, the big free world of sales that directly apply here. And I think it's important that we don't overlook them. So, Jill, my appreciation on behalf of my listeners, our listeners, for joining us today on Wholesaler Masterminds Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And wholesalers, come back again for another episode of Wholesaler Mastermind Radio. We'll look forward to talking to you again very soon.